Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Why don't we do more to address our fuel problems? We're in the process of planting the 2022 crops, and all the reports tell us that there's severe risk of a world food shortage. Well, solving this problem is not going to be helped by the skyrocketing cost of diesel fuel, a 56% increase. Farmers across the United States, Europe, and the rest of the world are not sure how to deal with the short supply of fuel. Our farm crop prices are high today, but balancing the cost of production with demand and prices will be a challenge. In Europe, they drive far more diesel cars than we do. The trucks haul everything in the United States, Europe, and beyond with diesel fuel. That added cost is not helping to solve our supply distribution problem. In Europe, the cost of diesel fuel has jumped 88% over the last year. Keep in mind, Europe has joined with the United States to punish Russia for the invasion of Ukraine by agreeing to stop buying energy from Russia. Russia is by far Europe's primary supplier of fuel. And President Biden, a few months ago, turned to the United States petroleum companies and asked them to increase production to help supply Europe. Well, perhaps they would like to do that, but earlier they were told they'd have to cut production to fight climate change. So they haven't been very quick to spend money to crank up production. Nevertheless, we did have companies last November that were aggressively interested in two leases, sales, in the Gulf of Mexico and one in Alaska. But just last week, the Interior Department announced the cancellation of those three offshore oil and gas leases. 3 years ago, the United States used to be energy independent. We were a net exporter. It looks like this political power of the global warming is closing the door on our source of energy. Today's priority should be to feed the world and bring the Russia-Ukraine war to an end. And we need energy resources to do that. Anyone connected to the farm understands how serious this energy problem is. We need fuel for our tractors and combines and trucks. Nitrogen is our most important fertilizer, and that is made from natural gas. We market our crops to countries all over the world. Ships and trucks and planes deliver the food. Well, it's time we stopped ignoring the energy problem. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.